Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week on May 7th is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. Arbor Day was actually a week ago, but the City Council always observes it with a little ceremony later at one of the elementary schools so that the kids get to see the big tree digger plant a new tree. This year, the ceremony will be held at my alma mater, Paintbrush Elementary, on Friday, May 10th at 10 o'clock a.m. On May 15th, our City of Gillette Police Department, Campbell County Sheriff's Department, and our other first responders will hold the Wyoming Peace Officer Memorial at the Campbell County Sheriff's Office at 12 o'clock. Then, the next day, May 16th, the Gillette Police Department will hold the John Hardy Memorial outside City Hall at 3 o'clock, in remembrance of the Gillette police officer killed in the line of duty. There will be some extra City Council meetings this month, as Council holds their annual budget workshops on May 14th and 15th at 6 o'clock in the second floor community room at City Hall. These meetings are for the Council and the public to review the City's annual budget and planned expenditures, so if you are interested or concerned about how the City spends its money, feel free to attend either or both of the budget workshops. Or, as always, you can watch them live on GPA Cable Channel 192, and live or archived after the fact on gillettewy.gov/GPA. And there's another way to learn more about what the City has done in the last year. The 2023 annual report is available on the City website right now, and highlights notable projects and achievements across all City departments. You can check the link in the description if you want to check it out. If you are interested in seeking public office, the candidate filing period opens on May 16th this year. That's for all primary races, from City Council up to United States Senator. Stay tuned for local information, and for state filing information, you can check the link in the description. And here's what's on the May 7th City Council agenda. There's a street closure before the council this meeting. On May 11th, the Rockpile Museum is hosting their third annual Sheepherders Festival in the field down between the Rockpile and the fire station. First Street, from Echita basically all the way down to the field where they're doing the festival, will be closed from 8:30 to 9 in the morning, and then again in the afternoon from 4 to 4:30. You know why? It's so they can herd the sheep in, down First Street, because they're herding sheep in for the Sheepherding Festival. Council will consider a modified liquor store layout and operation plan for Big D. They're going to add a plexiglass wall and door between the liquor section and the rest of the store. They also plan to add a drive-through window later on, pending building and planning permission. At their last regular meeting, the City Council tabled discussion of the Hidden Valley Park Improvements Project. During the special meeting last week, the consultant for the project called in and answered the questions Council had about the cost estimates for the project. So that item will come back off the table, and Council will vote on it at this meeting. Camplex is going to have a cow when Camperee comes to Gillette this August. That's what they call the temporary cell towers that can be set up in the event of emergencies. A cow, C-O-W, or cell on wheels. Since they're anticipating such a large gathering, they've asked the City Council for permission to have a cow set up in order to ensure that all the extra people don't overwhelm our existing cell phone towers. There are two optional 1% supported projects at this meeting. One of them is Council consideration of a bid award for the West Shoshone Resurfacing Project. The other is a professional services agreement related to the 2024 Paver Pavement Management Update. Paver is the system the city uses to determine what roads need to be repaired. Each year, a third of the city streets are surveyed and entered into the system. This year, they plan to resurvey Zone 2, which is the streets east of 4J and NZ and south of I-90. Another thing on NZ Drive, the NZ practice fields, the ones near the intersection of NZ and Shoshone, do not currently provide a safe or playable area for kids to, you know, practice in. Council is considering a professional services agreement for design services for the NZ Field Improvements Projects to fix that. And finally, Council will also consider a bid award for Gillette Regional Water Supply Project Phase 3. That's a brief look at the May 7th meeting. You can find the agenda on the City website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by going to the same website and clicking on the notification program link in the quick link section at the top of the homepage. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.